Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
It's our Caregiver Corner program on AM 1300 KGLO. And we do have with us Lark Trigstad. Lark, how are you?
Very good. Very well, actually. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. And I'm just saying, I think summer is beginning to go too fast right now. Boom.
Stop, summer.
Yeah.
Stop.
And we have a way to get to it, don't we?
You mean by going to the park?
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to the park.
Leaving right away.
Back to nature. and park prescriptions can help lower stress levels.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe this, but recently researchers reported that people who visit parks and other nature spots frequently may see a small but steady drop in their stress levels.
There you go.
If you're lucky, the next time you show up stressed out at a doctor's appointment, your prescription might be a walk in the park, literally.
I know. I told you. I forgot my prescription pad. I should have brought one. So this new study showed the doctors, and I like to say our providers, could help reduce their patient stress levels along with boosting other health benefits simply by recommending that people spend time in nature. What we learned is that nature can help with stress, says Dr. Nushin Razani, a study author and director of the Center for Nature and Health at the University of California, San Francisco Children's Hospital, Oakland.
A pediatrician at the clinic encouraged patients and parents of patients to regularly visit local parks over the course of the study, with clear benefits for those who listened.
Yep.
Every increase in park visits per week was correlated with a small and incremental decrease in stress, Razani told the Healthline. So that would argue for small amounts of nature, like a daily dose, to help with some stress relief.
It's almost like a common response. Common sense. Researchers measured stress levels. This is interesting. Using cortisol levels in the saliva of people or children. And people who visited the parks more frequently also saw other health benefits, including increased physical activities and the big one, a drop in loneliness.
Well, according to Healthline, they also grew to love nature more, what researchers called nature affinity.
I like that term.
Yeah.
And, you know, much research has looked at the health effects of spending time in nature. It's not a new thing. But there are even people who specialize in leading people into nature for the sole benefit of their physical and mental health. And they are known as forest therapists. These guides lead people on a 2 to 3 hour walk and helping them to let go, de-stress, and open up.
And Mason City has its own share of public parks. East Park alone consists of more than 57 acres.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I just can't believe it.
Just spent a few hours there on Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah. Sat in a lawn chair for a while, shot baskets for a while.
That's
just
fun.
Just relaxing. It's nice. Iowa has 83 state parks covering 53,000 acres. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, when I was looking at this, I was thinking of that movie City Slickers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a dose of relaxation. Well, you should take your sunscreen when you do this, and of course, insect repellent. And they tell me you're supposed to put the sunscreen on first and wait about 10 or 15 minutes and then put the insect repellent on next. But if you can't get outside, you can always go to northiowasagelink.com and go under the Getting Healthy tab. Click on Go for Life. This is a link sponsored by the National Institute on Aging, and they have some neat strengthening videos. Be sure to try all four types. There's one for endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. That's really important to maintain or prevent frailty. Maybe grab a magazine featuring photos of outdoor Iowa. I love that. And reminisce about the walks you've taken in the past. Or even just purchase a relaxation DVD. And all of these may help simulate a walk in the park, even if you have limited mobility. So
it's a
there
great
you
idea.
Go.
Yeah.
Walk in the park.
Just a walk in the park.
That's what a lot of people do, of course, on their lunch breaks and that walk around the hospital campus and see patients doing it, too.
Yeah, good idea.
Good deal.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Clark, great to have you in this morning.
Thank you.
Always fun to see you.
Take a walk in the park.
Gonna take a walk in the park. Have a fun week.
Bye-bye.
That's a program this week on AM 1300 KGLO.